up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now is your chance on the show to get your hands on the newest piece of 98 FM merch, a trolley key. A 98 FM trolley key, which has a 1 and a 2 euro side. So depending on what supermarket you're at, you'll never be stuck for
a coin.
Changed
my life.
Yeah, it has absolutely changed your life. This is your chance to get your hands on them. We're looking for your little wins this morning. If you send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98 with your little win, we'll send you a 98 FM trolley key. Your little win could be that it is brighter in the mornings. It is bright outside already this morning. It's looking great out there. Maybe you're watching something on TV at the moment and you've seen a really, really good episode of something. Whatever your little win is, we'd love to hear it. 0877 98 98 98. Rebecca, what's your little win?
Well, my little win this morning, Brendan, is like an episode of Long Lost Families.
Go on.
This morning, yeah. I reunited a colleague with their breakfast.
What happened?
So there I was, stepping into my taxi at 6:05 this morning.
Yeah.
And the driver said, I actually already was in your place this morning dropping someone to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, but I actually have a favour to ask you because somebody has left their breakfast in the back of the taxi and I didn't realise until after. And he couldn't contact this person.
Right.
So he said, would you do me a favour? And when you get into your office, can you look for someone who's called Michelle, who has a ponytail in their 20s and who got into the office at around 5 a.m.
So,
I said, that's a bit of an ask, sir, at this hour of the morning, but sure, I'll try my best.
Yeah.
So there I was, trotting around our building this morning, just after 6 a.m. and I shouted out, did someone leave a lunchbox in a taxi this morning? And I found the culprit and I reunited this person with their gorgeous breakfast and overnight oats. There was fruit.
Oh, lovely.
There was cinnamon sprinkled on top and their Tupperware is back in its rightful place.
And Michelle's thrilled.
Your name's actually not Michelle.
Okay, right.
But it did begin with an M, just to keep a bit of anonymity.
I just had visions of you walking around the building going, Michelle!
You should have seen me. I was over at News Talk Breakfast. I said, has anyone left their Tupperware in a taxi? So anyway, I'm
News
thrilled
Talk Breakfast,
now.
Literally.
I've done my good deed of the day and reunited a colleague with their breakfast.
Amazing.
What's your little win?
My little win this morning is that I have accidentally dressed as either Jerry Horner or...
Yeah, I love it. Horner, not Halliwell.
Oh, it's definitely Horner, not Halliwell. I've accidentally either dressed today as Jerry Horner or a 1990s Ronan Keating. And I can't decide...
Brendan's wearing cream trousers, a white t-shirt and a creamy corduroy shacket on top.
It's verging on bridal.
It's giving, it's verging on bridal, first of all, but it's also giving Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
It's very 1990s boy band, and it was an accident. I'm just trying to rotate my wardrobe. You know, the weather's kind of changing, so I'm like looking for stuff I haven't worn in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've put things together that I've never put together
very
before.
Very chic.
And yeah, and then I went, oh, it's a bit 1990s boy band or Jerry Horner.
Brendan
or bridal.
Is in his bridal era this morning and I have reunited someone with their breakfast.
Guys, it's kind of hard to come up with a little win every single day.
What is your little win if you're listening right now? Please do better than us.
It's time for those little wins. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, we've absolutely loads of little wins in this morning. First up, here's John.
Hey, this is John here. My little win is I've just passed a big final destination truck on the M50. If you know, you know.
No, I don't know. John, we need explaining on that.
Yeah.
A final destination truck.
I don't understand.
Is that to do with the movie?
Does
final
he mean
destination.
He successfully passed a truck? I don't know. John, you'll have to explain.
But fair play to you, John. We're thrilled you got in touch this morning. Good morning to James.
Hello, 98 FM. My little win is I just qualified as a paramedic.
Oh my gosh, James, fair
James,
play to you.
Congratulations.
Amazing. Here's Gene.
What is it they say? Is it like the, you know, when you're doing the chest compressions, it's like, staying alive. It's.
Someone did their first aid course.
Yeah, I was in the civil defence for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to do, but you don't do the mouth to mouth anymore. Anyway, congratulations, James.
James, well done. Here's Jean in City West.
My son's speech and language therapy got cancelled this morning, and it means that I don't have to drive him out to Leopardstown to school from City West. Lucky me. Then my other son has a X-ray in Tala. He was meant to get the bus, and now I can give him a lift, so everybody's happy. It's a win-win situation.
Oh, Jean, that worked out well. that worked out
all
well.
All the appointments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're very busy of a Wednesday. Here's Lorraine in Dunleary.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I was in hospital last week with a lung infection and I got out, got the all clear, finished the antibiotics and feeling 100% back to my walking again.
Thank God.
Bye, love the show.
Oh, Lorraine. Thanks.
We're thrilled you're feeling better.
You can sing again now that you have full lung capacity.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hi 98FM, my name's Robbie and my little win this morning is I've been out of the gym for nearly 4 weeks with a back injury and I got back in this morning at 6:30 to do my first circuit class and I got through it. So that was my little win. Thanks very much.
Woohoo, Robbie.
Robbie, fair play.
Good for you.
No puking in the bin.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, we've all been there.
We
no,
have.
You know, when you go back for the first time in a while. No. You need to really make sure you don't eat too close to going back.
Yeah, yeah.
But Robbie, fair play to you. And here is Sinead in Crumlin.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My little hint this morning is that we have got our forever home.
Yay!
Ah, brilliant.
Sinead, congratulations.
Oh, that's amazing. What a feeling.
Absolutely fabulous.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A lovely new prize.
Lots of chaos.
We're looking for a winner.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's Matchy Matchy, the chaos that could result in you winning a day spa and another prize, which AI Rebecca and Brendan are going to remind us of right now.
You could be spending the day relaxing in a luxurious spa.
With treatment, lunch, and a dip in the pool.
Then it's time to treat yourself with 100 euro to spend at a top Dublin shopping centre.
AI Brendan has lost the plot.
Oh, it sounds like
he's
AI
gone off the
Brendan's
rails.
Voice has broken mid-sentence.
Yes,
keeping us on our toes. And good morning to Dan in Lucan, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Dan, what is the crack? How are you?
Good morning, Rebecca.
Dan, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, Brendan. Just on my way to work.
Fair play. I believe you have some nice plans this weekend. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the girlfriend's birthday, so I'll be heading out for a meal Saturday evening.
Very nice. Okay, Dan. Very romantic. And what do you do for a living, Dan?
Work in construction.
Oh, very good.
What are you constructing at the moment, Dan?
Landscaping.
Very good.
Oh yeah, getting the gardens ready for spring summer season.
You just let me know if you want to get the garden done.
Absolutely, Dan, we'll be on to you.
We're both like, yes, please.
Don't have a gift horse in the mouth.
Gas. Dan, when you play along with Matchy Matchy, do you have someone who you always match with?
Well, I've matched a few with yourself, Rebecca, but I've spent more times with Brendan than I have, so.
Right.
I matched all three with Brendan yesterday.
Oh, did you, Dan?
Oh, did you? Just yesterday. Right. So, Dan, who would you like to play with this morning?
I'm going to go with Brendan, Rebecca. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. I forgive you, Brendan, off your pop pet. See you now. Brendan's going to the soundproof booth. Dan, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning, considering you got three yesterday.
Fingers crossed.
Little page. Right. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dan, your first word is spice.
Bag.
Spiced bag. Delicious. Your second word, fire.
Starter.
Fire starter. A great tune. And your third word this morning, Dan and Lucan, tool.
Box.
Tool box. Okay. After spice, you said bag. After fire, you've gone with starter. And after tool, you've opted for box. Dan, are you happy to lock in those three words this morning in Matchy Matchy?
Yes.
Let's lock them in. I love it. You're very decisive. And we are welcoming our Brendan back into studio.
2 days in a row that they've been very quick games.
Oh, Brendan, it's all business.
I barely put me bum on the high stool.
Oh, there's a high stool.
There is, yeah.
For the key change.
I think it's a spare Westlife one.
Ahem. Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy. Spice.
Bag.
Your second word. Fire.
Ooh. I'm between a word with an S and a word with a P. I'm gonna say fire pit.
Fire pit. And your third word, Brendan, tool.
Tool box.
Toolbox.
Yeah.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Dan in Lucan? Two out of three.
Did he say toolkit?
No, it was fire that you both you didn't match on. Dan went with fire starter and you went with fire pit.
No, I was going to say fire stick.
When you said the S thing, I was trying not to look at you. Dan, I'm sorry we couldn't do it for you this morning,
but thank you for playing.
Dan,
thanks very much.
We're sending you out a goodie bag now, so you can share that with your girlfriend now and enjoy this birthday celebrations.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers,
thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye. I see, Brendan, why you went with fire pit, though, because you were thinking...
Because he works in landscaping.
Exactly, that's you're where, thinking, hey. Now, what would I like in my garden? Oh, I know how your brain works.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did you know Dublin Airport is 85 this year?
Oh, it looks great.
It looks great for 85, doesn't it?
85 years
young.
Unbelievable.
They're doing like a series of like short videos about like, you know, the history of the airport over like the last 85 years. Mm-hmm. Right? And I saw one of them yesterday and I didn't know this. So I would say the airport is in Swords. That's just where I'd say the airport is.
Yeah.
But it's actually in an area called Collinstown. The specific area is called Collinstown, right? So they were doing a video chat about that yesterday. But they also revealed that the airport almost wasn't located where it is.
I just can't imagine anywhere else.
Well, the very first thought they had was to put it in the Phoenix Park.
Phoenix Park seemed like a good choice. Lots of open space, close to the city. But there were fears about fog from the River Liffey.
They were worried about the fog.
Imagine not having the Phoenix Park and it being an airport.
Yeah, that would be a real shame.
Very handy though for a flight. Very close.
True.
Very close. They had some other options as well, which they looked at.
An existing military airbase in Finglas was deemed too small. They looked at land in Tala, but it was too close to the Dublin Mountains.
Right.
That would cause turbulence. Just wait till you hear, though, about the mad plan for Sandymount Strand.
No.
An architect called Desmond McAteer had a visionary plan. He wanted to fill in the Strand and put the runway on top. He was also going to add in housing and an amusement park. Why wouldn't that work?
What?
It could have something to do with a £1.5 million price tag. That was just too high for Ireland at that time.
Too spenny in the smell.
I'm glad they didn't put it near the mountains in Tala, though, because if you ever flown, I think it's out of Vegas and there's a mountain range and there's turbulence every single time.
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
Yeah. We fly home from Vegas, but we flew from...
LAX?
Vegas to LA, didn't we, after we saw Cher?
There's a mountain range.
The airport's very small.
Anyway, they were chatting about why they did put it in Swords/Collinstown in the end.
So this site here at Collinstown ticked all the boxes. There was already a small airfield here. There was no fog and there was loads of room to grow.
Oh, room to grow. Very good. I can't imagine Dublin Airport being anywhere else but Swords/Collinstown.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.